Our gospel passage begins today with John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him. But actually, the Greek text literally says something different, and some scholars choose to translate it that way. Namely, it says John the Baptist sees Jesus coming, not saw Jesus coming. And this is an ancient literary device which scholars call historical present tense. It draws the reader or listener into the action and puts them there at the Jordan at the side of John the Baptist, who sees Jesus coming towards him. So let's do that right now. Let's close our eyes and imagine ourselves in the Judean wilderness by the Jordan River, and we are standing next to John the Baptist. Now feel the presence of this man, John the Baptist, next to you. What does it feel like to be standing next to him? What does he look like? And now see with John, as you stand next to him, see this man Jesus coming towards you. What does he look like? What's the feeling you get when you see him? And now open your eyes and open your ears and listen to the testimony that John the Baptist gives about this man Jesus coming towards us. He says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, as good Jews, that suggests to us the idea of the servant in the prophecy of Isaiah who takes all sin on himself and offers himself as a lamb of expiation. Something, an idea that we're familiar with from the book of Leviticus. And another thing that John says in his testimony about this man Jesus coming towards us is he says that the reason, John says, that he is baptizing so that people can repent and change their lives is so that Jesus coming towards us may be revealed to Israel. That's the reason he's baptizing. And so, as we're standing there being baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan and repenting of our sins, he points out to us the guy who will take away our sins. And thirdly, in John's testimony about Jesus, and this is key, he says, Jesus is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Baptize us in the Holy Spirit. So not only does Jesus take away our sin, but he replaces them with the Holy Spirit. Later on, Jesus will give this ringing invitation. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me. Let anyone who believes in me come and drink. From his heart shall flow streams of living water. Now, in our visual here, we see the swirling water. That's the living water. That's water that's moving. And water, living water, is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus says, whoever comes and drinks from me, whoever believes in me and comes to drink, from their heart shall flow streams of living water. The Holy Spirit will be alive in them. And so, how do we receive this gift of Jesus that he offers, of the Holy Spirit? We are told that we receive that gift through baptism and faith. And so all we have to do is come to Jesus with faith and drink. Now, this gift of the Spirit that Jesus gives is a new life principle. It is a source of new life which replaces our old lives of sin. And Scripture abounds in testimony about all that flows from this source, this wellspring of new life that Jesus offers in the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to mention seven of those things the Scripture says flow from this Holy Spirit into our lives, because seven is the biblical number of completion and perfection. So you're going to get seven today. Okay? Number one, Scripture testifies that this Holy Spirit will be the source of supernatural knowledge for us. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of everything I have said. Number two, Scripture testifies that the Holy Spirit is the principle of love, divine love, in our lives. St. Paul writes that the Holy Spirit pours the love of God into our hearts. Number three, Scripture testifies that the Holy Spirit is the source of our sanctification. St. Peter writes in his first letter that the Spirit can make us holy. Number four, Scripture testifies that the Holy Spirit is the principle of moral conduct for us. St. Paul writes in Romans that when the Spirit makes a home in us and we live according to the Spirit, which looks forward to life and peace, then we no longer live according to our disordered natural inclinations, which have nothing to look forward to but death. Number five, Scripture testifies that the Holy Spirit is the source of apostolic courage. St. Paul writes that with the support of the Holy Spirit, he happily proclaims Christ. With the support of the Holy Spirit. Number six, Scripture testifies that the Holy Spirit is the principle of hope for us. St. Paul writes that we are led by the Holy Spirit to wait in the confident hope of saving justice through faith. And finally, Scripture testifies that the Holy Spirit is the source of our prayer. St. Jude writes in his letter and talks about praying in the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that enables us to have that familiar discourse with the Lord. And so, again, how do we receive this gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus comes to baptize us with? Again, through baptism and faith. Now, most of us here, I think, have been baptized. All we need to do is stir up our faith to receive this great gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus wants to give us. And in just a moment, we will be coming to Jesus in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Let us come with faith, knowing that the Spirit flows from the body of Christ like an everlasting spring. Praise the Lord forever. Amen.